Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right, I got the start time.
Okay.
Chest hair. Ball sacks. Rabblecast. Hello and welcome to the Rabblecast.
Nicely done.
Nice.
Why have we not done that yet?
I don't know. I knew you were going to say ball sack, by the way. I was like, if you don't say ball
chest
sack.
Chest hair.
Yeah.
Ball sack.
I had no idea where you were going with that. I was like, chest hair? What the fuck?
You didn't get it by that cool rhythm and that... No, you didn't. Okay.
No.
He's
that music savvy.
No. Was that Matt that stopped or me?
That has to be you because I actually did all of the heavy lifting and I moved the better computer home. So I shouldn't have any glitchiness.
All right.
So, okay. You know, you let me know.
It was only you that froze up on me. So I don't know.
I feel bad about last podcast.
Maybe it's you and I that aren't connecting.
Something. Yeah.
What? Am I off? Am I still off?
No,
you're on now.
You're good.
But we were talking about ball sack and you kind of broke up. So,
well, I break up about ball sack just like you do about Manny Machado. You're all like, hey. Manny Machado, I love you.
Well, you know,
I know
some people hate him. You got Chris in Boston who hates Manny Machado.
I don't really care. I just want to shit on him because I know how much you love him.
Unless he's some obnoxious patriot, you know, Chris is going to shit on him. So, what are you gonna
do? Do we not shit on everybody that is on this podcast?
Yeah, who do we not shit on?
I don't believe in shitting on anybody.
Whatever.
You were throwing me under the bus for not like recording last week, but meanwhile you're like all like, "Hey, I'm in San Diego, I can't record."
Mm-hmm. Well, I just pointed out that you know.
I was ready. All I've been doing is just.
I like your hat though, Jack. It's like a funeral colored hat for the Padres. Yeah,
it's the Padres. Yeah,
like what you would wear.
Welcome to the San Diego mortuary, where all baseball dreams go to die.
I like
and
that
you
voice.
You all drive Lexuses.
Yes, with Manny Machado.
Anyway. Oh my goodness, guys! It's been a long time.
It has been, and to be fair, I think I couldn't remember who was on vacation, what was going on, and about midway last week, I went, "Wait a minute, were we supposed to record this week?"
That's what I know.
And then I saw someone post something. Did I miss the show this week? And I went, "I guess we did." I don't.
Same. Like I was back in town, you know, ready to go last week, and I go, "Well, is no one ever going to message me?" And
well,
I
went,
man, I guess we're off again.
This is pretty much a democracy. Anyone can say, "Hey, when are we recording this week?"
Yeah, I was in the middle of Maine. Northern Maine.
Oh, it was your fault. You were still on vacation.
I'm all over the place. I've been off. So I was talking about this before we hit record. I took the first week of the month off for a vacation. I went in for 2 days to write reviews and do some office work, and I haven't worked since, and I have to go back to work tomorrow morning. I'm not looking forward to it, although after I work for 4 weeks, I get another 2.5 weeks off to finalize my paternity leave.
There you go. So you have to work another month, right?
Yeah, another month, and then I'm off for a bit. But, man, I've been – I was down the Cape Cape Cod for a week, the first week of July. Came home for a week and just kind of did family stuff around the house and hung around town. Last week we're in Maine. Then this week we're back down the Cape again. So I actually came back from the beach today. My wife and kids are still down there at our friend's place, but now I'm like,
it's so hard being you, Chris.
Dude, I know. It's
like
been,
our podcast listeners are just like, cry me a river.
So no, it's been so awesome.
No, they're going, but, this is the guy that makes fun of the guy that drives a Lexus?
Right.
Yeah, look at Nick playing his little violin. It's been so awesome, but man, I am so not ready. I am so not ready to get to our morning.
I can't go back to work because I was at the Cape.
Sounds like a typical Patriot fan when they don't win the Super Bowl that year. They didn't win the Super Bowl.
God, what am I gonna do?
Oh my God, I feel like a San Diego fan. Fuck.
Yeah. We don't have a football team, so what?
I'm working on this little tombstone here for graveyard of broken dreams. So
graveyard of broken dreams.
It should be multiple tombstones in it.
It should be. Yeah, it's kind of like
it really should be. It's a fuck you, Dean Spanos.
Yeah. It is the Arlington Cemetery of
a graveyard California. of San Diego teams.
Sports. I'll put the Cleveland Browns in the background. So.
This should be a pretty action-packed episode, though. We've got a lot to talk about.
We do.
I do.
Okay. Let's do it.
I mean, I don't want to lead off, really.
Let's do it.
Go ahead, Nick. And the show is yours.
All right.
It's all Nick. All
interruption in 5, 4. No. So.
I don't want to wait that long to interrupt you.
I'll just start. Yeah. Since you guys briefly talked about it on like the last episode, we'll start with the movie Yesterday.
Yesterday.
That Jack and I watched. I don't know if the other two guys got around to seeing it yet. So I had mentioned it a while back. It's a movie. Jack set it up. It's a movie where, you know, a guy's a failing musician and he falls and then he either gets put into a different universe.
Don't spoil this because you know there's some spoilers apparently that Jack stepped on.
He did. I even listened to it. He did spoil a little bit.
But the listeners backed me up against. I don't want to mention the Dennis is the one who called me.
Yeah, I mean no one would notice it unless you had actually seen the movie. But
because Dennis said major spoilers, I go, what the fuck did I say? So I went back and listened. I go,
yeah, I mean that's in the previews. He wakes up. He wakes up and. He's in a world where the Beatles never existed, you know, and that's
in a world.
Yeah. Jack.
And I'm just kidding, Dennis.
Yeah. I liked it. I think Jack praised it a little bit more than I would have. I think it's a cute movie. It's a good solid.
Which I predicted.
Yeah. It's not like I would never own it, but it's a cute movie. It's a good little family movie. You won't hate it. You know, it's a good solid B. It is what it is. I mean, there's some things I nitpick about, but I'm not going to get into that.
Now you can't just say there's things I would nitpick about and then not nitpick.
Dragon at the end, it wasn't.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's like, no. No, just things like just me being a time travel kind of person or thing like that. Like the world would be a hell of a lot different if the Beatles never existed. You know, so it's just one of those things where, no.
But there were some different stuff.
There was some things, but those things were just omitted from the timeline. But if the Beatles had never existed, like you wouldn't have things like yoga, you know, or things that, like in the Western Hemisphere. There's so many things that were influenced by the Beatles. Yeah, I know it's debatable, but like they were one of the people that brought a lot of like Eastern things into the more Western civilization. A lot of, you know, just things that they influenced. How many other musicians did they influence? And then so it's like you can't really have certain artists without having the Beatles.
You never would have held someone's hand?
Ever.
Ever.
It's just that's full of germs. It's gross.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm just imagining like this really spiraling out of control, like future in which like actually things are a lot better
without the Beatles. Without the Beatles, they ruined everything.
Because most people said you can't go back and kill Hitler because it's going to change everything around. But you can't if the Beatles didn't exist, life would be different as we know it.
Oh man. Mark Chapman was a time traveler. Sorry, I'm a huge Lennon fan. That hurt me. So, anyway, So, go ahead. Go ahead with your little review here.
Well, no, that's it with that one. I saw four movies since my last appearance.
What, have you been on maternity leave too?
Yeah. Only four?
I saw Toy Story 4.
Yes, me too.
Mm-hmm. Yesterday, the new Spider-Man.
Oh.
And Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
I'm going to go see that Friday.
So, where do we want to start?
Well, do Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, but don't spoil it.
Okay.
Don't do what I would do.
Because you're on mute, Chris.
I just saw the chat.
So I saw Once Upon a Time in Hollywood Friday. Wow. It doesn't look like it. No, Saturday. And I liked it. You know, I thought it was his best film he's done since Kill Bill Volume 2 or Volume 1 and 2. It's a slow burn. So, as in for like the main where the story is going, but there's a lot of nice little highlights in between for certain scenes that you're like, oh, that's really good. That's really funny. You know, that really play no part in the overall story, but it's a good film. I would recommend it.
Isn't it about Sharon Tate? Has Sharon?
No, like with a lot of Tarantino historical, where he puts anything in a historical context, it's more like an alternate reality, even though it does have some historical things in it. Sharon Tate is in it, but not a major role.
Oh, okay.
Like a lot of her actual films.
Wow.
I'm not mean as an insult, but she was a minor character in most things. But yeah, it's good. Like, there's a lot of really funny, like, about somewhere around a third of the way through the film, there's a really good scene between Brad Pitt and an actor being Bruce Lee that is
gold. Oh, yes. I've heard about that.
It's gold. It's so good. But there's lots of pretty good scenes in it.
I guess Bruce Lee's daughter's not too thrilled about that.
Yeah, so. I mean, to me, it's like, you know, it's I get over it. That's really what I would say.
Wow. What was she upset about? Without spoiling anybody,
she's just upset of like any historical character that. I mean, Quentin Tarantino does that. Like, he's not really going to play them historically accurate, and if they're on the set of Green Lantern and Bruce Lee is kind of being a cocky guy at this point. I'm not sure who he's talking to. I don't remember, but he's talking about how his hands are deadly weapons and, he could whoop Cassius Clay and, all this. And that's kind of where it leads to. And it's just the fact that he's being arrogant, I guess. And that's what she's saying is like, my dad wouldn't have acted like that. It was like, well, how would you know? You were 3 years old when he died.
Well, I'm not going to touch that.
No. Yeah, but I don't know.
Well, I haven't seen the movie, but I just know that she was somewhat vocal about not appreciating.
I met Bruce Lee, and he was pretty cocky. So
I mean, to be fair, like Hitler's kids weren't very happy about the Inglourious Bastards.
No, they're not happy about all the takes of that one scene with Hitler where Hitler doesn't like this. Hitler doesn't like
right. Yeah.
That's what they're upset about.
Oh, yeah. That's what they're upset about.
My dad didn't hate everything.
To be fair, they are Argentinian kids. So.
Yeah. So. But no, I liked it. I thought it was good.
Was it better than Toy Story 4?
I like Toy Story. I might have briefly talked about Toy Story 4 before I left.
I think you did because I hadn't seen it yet, but I did take my kids to finally see that movie.
So. I liked Toy Story 4. I felt it was more of a Woody standalone movie than a Toy Story film, but I didn't think it was as good as Toy Story 3, but I did enjoy it. It's a good movie.
Did you cry?
Yes, I remember we did talk about this for a little bit.
Yeah.
You can't. I think there's one scene towards the end that you can't help but tear up a little bit.
Yeah.
Even me?
I don't know. You're pretty cold-hearted.
I am. That's true.
And as a San Diego fan, you kind of have to be a little callous in your heart.
Well, that, my tears, I'm just, the depths are all dry. It just dried up. I mean, you can only cry so much in life.
I was with you on that podcast when you took one to the face, so.
I'd also like to point out to our listeners out there that Chris has purposely muted himself to prove a very dumb point. Because he doesn't want to say anything, because I'm not just going to interrupt people.
I'm not muted.
So Toy Story, Once Upon Again in Hollywood, Yesterday, and what was the other movie?
Oh, so I saw Toy Story 4.
Oh, the Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
I'm not a fan of Spider-Man. I won't go see it.
Okay.
Did you start me off?
Yeah.
Yeah, you and your Spider-Man hate.
I don't like him. I'm not going to root for him.
All right.
This one was pretty good.
I just got out of can of Raid. Fuck you, Spider-Man.
I think I like the first one a little bit better, I think. But I still like this one. I saw it twice. I saw it once before I left, and I saw it once I was in San Diego.
And hey, did you go to the movies with Cliff when we were out there?
I did not.
Wow, I thought you would do. All right, let's go ahead.
I saw him enough. You know, we share a bed. It's like,
wow. Oh, hey, remember that time I butt dialed you back?
You did. So everyone out there, where were we? Me and Jay and Call and a bunch of us are out to eat for dinner, and Chris calls me, and I'm like,
it was a Facebook Messenger video call.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I saw that. I was wondering what that was. I tried to get on it. I go, why can't I get on it? Well, am I not allowed on this stupid call? So Nick was probably talking and you decided to interrupt him.
Yeah. I wanted to interrupt his time in San Diego. So I don't know when it was. I think maybe a week ago.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Yeah. But I was in this room actually. And, I was definitely not sober. I was, I was on some enhancements to make my evening a little bit more creative.
Oh, I got a story about that.
And all of a sudden, like, I think that someone had, one of us had said something in the messenger, like in our group.
I think Nick and I said something.
And I must have like hit something like in like on putting my phone in my pocket, all of a sudden I can hear my phone ringing. And I'm like, what the hell is my phone ringing? And I can't really figure out what the hell's going on because I was, not in the right state of mind. And I look down and there's Nick. And I'm like, oh, hey, dude.
you actually talked to Nick.
He answered, yeah.
Because I went to go click on it and she goes, my wife goes, I go, well, there's some, Chris is trying to video chat with us. He goes, why would they want to talk to you? I go, I don't know. I'm not trying to be rude. I go, but I see a video chat. Maybe there's something he wants to show us. Maybe his son did something. I don't know.
And yeah. I think Nick may have had a few drinks too. So you're going back and forth. And I'm sorry. I have no idea. then we had an entertaining chat after the fact. And I'm glad we're probably neither of us are going to fully remember this conversation tomorrow.
True.
And I forgot about it until right now.
Yeah, we were in one of those breweries where you can, have a bracelet or whatever and pour all your samples of all the different ones.
Dangerous.
So yeah, I was doing that. And they had a big selection of ciders and sours. So that's where I stuck to. And, it's all like 6-7%, like a lot of those places are. So I was quite happy. But yeah, I looked down like, oh, Chris is coming. You've done that before in the past. Or like, we're all in San Diego. And it's like, oh, let's have a group thing. And like, so I showed the phone to everybody like, oh, there's Chris. And everybody's like, hey, which Chris?
I was like,
I'm so wasted.
I was not sober. When I pulled my phone out, I'm like, oh, look at Nick's on my phone.
How did that happen?
Why was I not able to get on? I was there the whole time. I mean, I couldn't click on. Yeah. It wouldn't let me on. So
yeah, the first time it wouldn't let me on either. So then I just was like, oh, something must be up. So I called Chris back, and that's where we actually.
Oh, okay. Well, I tried. I tried.
I think that's what happened.
Sure.
Either way.
Anyway, good times. Good times.
As long as you didn't call Matt too, and I was completely left out, that would have pissed me off.
Yeah, then it would have been annoying and bruised.
So. Didn't even think about that. Yeah.
By the way, can't wait for the Mandalorian so that we can have some Owen and Beru's focused Mandalorian episode rewatches.
We push that crappy podcast enough on this show.
Fine. I just thought, maybe some people might wonder, like, hey, are we gonna get the Mandalorian? Like,
I'm sure someone on the Facebook page would, hey, any more Owen and Beru's out there? I'm sure we'll get that.
We get literally duos of emails.
Duos. Dos
emails.
Cuatro, cinco, seis.
At least one of them is about my kids. So, there you go.
And the other one is actually from Nick.
Yeah. <exactly. laughs>
Did you guys have a good time in San Diego, though?
Internal memo.
The weather was absolutely perfect.
It was good. Yeah, we had a couple overcast days, but we still got burned. You know?
Yeah, the overcast days were, because, you know, here it sucks. The wet. What's that say, San Diego?
In the background, it says Cleveland Browns. So, is it a little spooky with the bat and the
moon? I like it.
It's kind of scary.
So what should I put on this third tombstone for?
Well, think about it. It's Jack's three teams. So you have San Diego, Cleveland Browns, and the
Clippers.
Was it the Ravens or the Bengals?
Somebody that like really sucks ass.
Oh, so like the Buccaneers. Yeah, so the Buccaneers. The Buccaneers then.
Yeah. Oh, okay, we'll put the
I never rooted for the Buccaneers.
Just saying. Those are your teams.
All right.
They're not my teams. It's the Ravens and Browns. Anyway. No, the weather was that because out here the weather sucks. It's right now you're in the midst of the shitty weather. And out there it was perfect. I think we had one day where the weather was like, ah. But we went to the beach one day, went to La Jolla Shores, and saw a little shark swimming around. And Zach was next to me.
A baby shark?
With a baby shark, yeah. Baby. We sang that all because who's it? Zach or Alex likes it. So we kept singing it the whole time out there. So once it's in your head, do. If you haven't heard it, it's a great song.
Like Caillou. Yeah,
exactly. But yeah. It was probably like 18 inches long, something like that. 19 inches long. It could have been one of Dell's toys. I don't know.
If I had a nickel fairy tune, I've said that.
So it swam by me, ankle deep water. And I said, hey, look, Zach, because Jay was next to me, a shark. And he goes, get out of the water. I go, what is he doing? He goes, well, Zach and I watched Jaws a few weeks ago. I go, well, I didn't know that. We had to try to get him. We had to, build his courage back in to come back in the water. I go, who lets a 5-year-old watch Jaws? I go, that's not my, because they were blaming me. Why would you say that? I go, because you're sitting there, and a little shark goes swimming by. You know, so you're gonna say nothing. There's a shark. So he was like doing Roy Schrader, Scheider, get out of the water. There's a shark. So he's running.
That's pretty good. I also imagine him wearing that outfit too.
So. Yeah, Chief Brody.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they even had that scene where Spielberg does that classic Spielberg, where he does that close up of zooming in on Chief Brody's face.
Zach Brody's face.
And then the kid's on the raft and he gets all sucked up. But that happened too, but nobody liked that kid. So
that's true.
That kid was a total ass.
He was.
We need to get you like a nice jacket blazer with little anchors on it. You know?
Yeah, I could be the mayor.
The mayor. Yeah.
Martin, there's no reason to close this beach down.
Exactly.
But did he jump when Brody was getting smacked in the face by the mom, who was I thought it was the grandma, to be honest with you at first, but the mom,
she did look a little old to be a mom.
Yeah. But I'm not judging because a lot of the actors there were people just from the island, or that they filmed that wherever they filmed it at. They were just regular people. But does the mayor jump in and say, hey, I'm the one that made Brody, because he goes, he did say, well, you know, she was wrong.
Well, he's a politician. I mean, why would you take the blame when you can blame it on someone else?
But it wasn't Brody's fault.
No.
Right? Anyway.
But, Chris, Comic-Con was good. Actually, I'll get into. So I had 3 days or 4 days between my work convention and Comic-Con, and there's a diner there that I discovered in 2010 called Brian's 24, and I ate there 6 times while I was there for the 2 weeks, and gained 4 pounds, so that was nice.
Oh boy.
Yeah. Oh, drink seltzer water, because I heard that that's
you lose 7 pounds.
Eight.
Okay.
Yes.
But like I always try something different there. And one night I got the Cuban, cause I love Cuban sandwiches. And you know, if anyone out there doesn't know what a Cuban is.
Is it Mark Cuban, the owner of, the Dallas
Mavericks? No, it's a sexual act.
Yeah. So. It is a sexual act. Yes.
Cause whenever I'm in California, I try a new sexual act, but go ahead. Nick. Didn't mean to interrupt.
Yeah, but you know, it's usually it's usually a little bit of barbecue.
It's the kind of banter you have on Owen Brews. I would listen if that was the case.
Oh my god, I'm just imagining sex with barbecue sauce.
Yeah, exactly.
Keep this gin.
It's got pickle, a big pickle on it.
Someone's got a big pickle, right, mate? Yeah.
So anyway, yeah. So this is just derailed.
I'm Pickle Rick.
Go ahead. Got a little barbecue on it, a little pork loin.
Man, this is getting better.
Yeah, and some nice and some ham, as well as mustard and usually just pickle slices. But
was there a bun?
Yeah, it's just a French roll.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, French. Yeah.
And
Jack loves a good bun, loin bun.
Exactly.
I love a good French roll too.
Or roll with the French.
So, but when I bit down into it, I was like well, yeah. Uh-huh.
As far as it usually is.
Yeah. The sauce just squirted out
every direction. The juices were flowing. A very wet sandwich.
Yes. I used my sandwich screaming like this, but anyway.
The emotions coming out of that deli or that, yeah.
This is why we podcast, people.
Yeah. So but normally you have pickle slices like hamburger pickle slices. But when I looked at it, it was a fried dill pickle spear, and it just made the sandwich. I was like,
okay. Yeah.
Anyway, I was extremely happy with my sandwich, as were other people.
Sounds like it.
You?
Huh?
It was,
I smoked a cigarette later. Nice. I don't even smoke. Anyway, so
can I interrupt you for a second?
Sure, go ahead.
Good place for a commercial break.
Yeah.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And if you like those deli slices, you're going to love these.
On Owen and Bruce.
Subway will never be the same again. Let's go visit Jared.
Okay. The big sandwich.
And you know, since we're stopping for a commercial break, you can help us out with our Amazon affiliate link, janjack.com. You can buy your deli slices or any pickle rods.
That's how they're called from now on.
Pickle rods. Yeah. Pickle well, rods. I saw the other day that they have this Rick and Morty giant inflatable.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pickle Rick. You know, I know pool time, you know, it's dwindling fast here. There's not a lot of time left to enjoy your summer and all
it's
your
been
pool.
Been 2.5 months. Not much.
Not much. Yeah. Exactly. So, but anyway, it's out there. I saw it at my local store.
My pickle's not out there. But
your pickles aren't public?
No.
Well, pick them while you can.
Pickle public pickles. So, do you have anything else to eat at this diner?
Oh, man, I always eat stuff. Like, yeah. So, I had my first time I went there, I had a triple decker grilled cheese, which is unbelievably good.
That sounds good.
I always get tater tots because any place I can find, if they have tater tots, I'm going to choose tater tots over fries 9.8 times out of 10.
Well, yeah. I mean, if tots are on the menu, you get them.
Exactly.
They have to be cooked right, though.
They have to be cooked right. That's true.
You don't want an undercooked tot.
No.
Because it just doesn't taste right.
I only like school-grade tater tots, you know.
Okay.
Kind of come from an elementary school or higher. And
slightly burnt on one side, raw on the other.
Yeah. School tots don't, but come on, man.
So I got the triple decker grilled cheese and I got fried pickles, then triple decker grilled cheese and tots. The next time I went, I got the thing you need about this place is that if you get fried pickles or you get any appetizer or any meal, it's not just like a typical meal. It's like a gigantic serving. So if you
can put on 4 pounds, so yeah, we can
see. That's the thing. Like, yeah.
I see you enjoyed the food.
I did. Because, like, you know, most places, if you get fried dill pickle spears, you get like 5, you know, and they're little wimpy pickles. Like these, I think I got 9.
Really?
Just huge. And then, like, the next night I got mozzarella sticks because for some reason I want it. You know, and if you get, like, you know, if you go to Sonic or somewhere, you know, you get those, like, finger sized mozzarella sticks, little bitty ones. These are, like, ungodly, like, cigar huge mozzarella sticks. And I got 10 of them. I was just like, Jesus Christ. Like, that's your, you could eat that and be full and be perfectly
that's
fine.
That's just an appetizer?
That was just an appetizer.
Are you eating with yourself or is someone there eating with you?
Always by myself. Well, Cliff came with me one time and that was a funny story, too, because he got pancakes even though it was midnight. And I guess he was going through something for some reason, because I was just talking anyway. Nick, I actually wrote it down. I had to look it up though, but he's like, Nick, I'm just eating my pancakes, man. I'm eating my happy pancakes. I was like, okay, Cliff, need a hug.
Is there a cutoff time for pancakes? Like,
no, you know, like, it's Brian's 24, so you can get anything you want 24 hours.
I mean, like, are you a Mogwai? Like, you can't have pickles or pancakes, pickle pancakes.
Bullshit. I mean, I agree. I think you can get pancakes or waffles anytime you want. It's true, but like, it's just me. If I'm a little drunk, I'm not gonna get pancakes, but maybe I would. I don't know. He was just in the mood for pancakes. These pancakes are huge, though. Like, they're you can't tell, but like, they're one, just one would be enough, but they give you like 2 or 3.
Let the notes show that Nick showed the size of the pancakes being larger than his head.
Yes, like a cheese wheel.
Like larger than Chris's
big head. Giant cheese wheel.
Larger than my head? I mean, I got a pretty big dome.
He's got a big noggin.
Yeah, you do.
He can't even, he has to get his cap specially made. True story.
Mm-hmm.
RCAD truth.
So what else happened to you in San Diego while you were there?
All right, so now I was going to get into actually Comic Con. Got all my exclusives. I was pretty happy, mostly on preview night, which was nice. But then I wanted to talk to you, Jack, about actual preview night because you left a little early, which I was a little surprised because we usually watch all the pilots.
Well, I do, but the first pilot was Batgirl.
Batgirl,
whatever it is, Batgirl.
I missed that one.
It's kind of like...
Is it because it's a girl? I just want to get this out.
No, I think it's because it's stupid. Okay. But
I just want to make sure that we're all.
Just like, can we stop? I mean, it was okay, but it's more if you're older like me,
mm-hmm.
you probably moved on from shows like that.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't terrible, but I predicted. I don't want to spoil anybody, but I predicted all the twists they were trying to do.
So you're saying it's too much like Happy Days.
Maybe, you know, when Fonzie was there,
it's more
and he was fighting and he had to go, he put up his thumb.
Uh-huh.
No, it just, like I said, the twists were like, okay, we're trying to be too clever here. And about 20 minutes into it, I had it all figured out.
Okay. I don't mean to interject, but you know, we're talking about superhero shows that are out there. And I know, and I just want to get Chris in on this show because he's been so quiet. He's being a good boy. He's like a choir boy in this show.
He really is.
But I know that Chris has seen The Boys. I haven't seen The Boys because I don't have Amazon Prime right now.
Well, you're just gonna derail us from preview night just to go
I'm
to.
I'm not derailing it from preview night. I just want to bring Chris in on this conversation
because I wasn't there. I don't want to talk about it. Go ahead.
Tell me, though. Like, The Boys, though, is a completely different take on the whole superhero show.
Are we going back to ball sacks? Because
we'll go back to preview and all of your San Diego bullshit. But, Chris, come on.
Yes.
Yeah, The Boys. You've seen it. I've want to see it. I've seen the previews. It looks good.
Are they back in town?
So, I've seen the first two episodes. And,
yeah.
Dude, it's pretty awesome.
It looks good by the previews, and are you guys
familiar with the premise?
Yes,
I am. Because
I'm not.
Jack hasn't because he's still hung up on this whole Batgirl bullshit. But anyway,
so they did air the pilot at Comic-Con, so I mean,
but in their panel, not in preview night. Though.
They had the following Comic-Con,
but a little bit of a deal. The Boys is awesome. I did not know what to expect going into it, so I think that's probably. Made it even more impactful. So The Boys is about a world in which superheroes do exist, and the long and short of it is that they're privatized. So there's a company that kind of like owns and represents them.
In this world, do the Beatles exist?
I don't know. it is so good. Like, you don't realize what exactly you're getting into until like the first like 5-10 minutes of the show, and then there's a thing that happens in the first episode where a character on the show dies, and it comes out of left field, and
so it's kind of like Watts.
No, but. Okay. I'll carry on. So it comes out of left field, and it is so fucked up. Like you're sitting here watching, like, oh, holy shit! Like it seems like such a wholesome like superhero TV show, and then this thing happens, and you're like, what the fuck? This is crazy. But it shows the dark side of what a world would be with these people who have all these superpowers. And there's like this one big company, and it's run by Elizabeth Shue, by the way, who looks phenomenal in her older age.
So she's coming back to Cobra Kai, allegedly. So she's getting her acting chops back together. Okay,
She kind of like runs this bigger corporation that is kind of like the privatized.
Is her brother in the show?
I don't know.
All right,
Left Shue.
Yeah, my left shoe.
It's all about like how this company makes money off of marketing, and that they're trying to sell defense contracts all that type of stuff. And it's completely
like mobsters.
It's completely fucked up. And there's actually like in the you know how whenever you're watching a show and it gives you like the warning like TVMA, and it's like language, nudity, blah blah blah. In the first episode, that warning pops up, and it was like, rude language, nudity, rape. And I was like, what the fuck? And there is like a very rapey scene that's not like, they allude to it. They don't actually, you know, show any type of like anything like that. But like, it's the way that the dialogue goes, that something goes down. But it's such a fucked up show, but that's why it's good, because it's a take on superheroes that no one has taken before, and it's pretty awesome.
I didn't mean to derail the preview night, but I wanted to get your take on The Boys, because I want to watch it. I've seen the previews. I'm curious about it. Sounds like a cool take, and I just wanted to kind of, I don't know, like showcase that in comparison to Jack's ranting about Batgirl and how predictable it is. Here's a show that's not predictable.
Not predictable at all. And I will tell you, anyone who is listening now, this is definitely not the show to watch with your kids at all.
Yeah.
Like, it is bad. It's awesome.
Batgirl, not Batwoman, it never had a scene where I went. Again, I think it'll be popular because it'll be on the GW or what's it on?
CW.
CW.
I like the girl that's the Batgirl. She's the girl that was mute in John Wick 2.
Oh, I
never heard from her.
I haven't seen John Wick 2 yet. She was in Also in Orange Is the New Black, I think.
I haven't seen John Wick 2 yet.
I thought you had.
Wait, which one was just in the theater?
That's three.
I have seen John Wick 2. Sorry.
The one speaks in sign language.
Yes. I like her.
Yeah, she's Batgirl.
Awesome. That's awesome.
She speaks as Batgirl. Yeah. Just spoiler. She can talk.
Okay.
Just saying. In Batgirl. But now it's just, I think it'll be popular. It'll be like Arrow and Flash and some of the other shows.
Well, Arrow's going away from what I heard.
Yeah, Arrow's last season's coming up. Flash should have went away a few years ago.
No, Flash is still on, right?
No, it should have went away a few years ago.
Oh, okay.
It should have, because it got stupid. I'm sorry.
I've always liked the crew on Arrow. Like, I tune in for, like, that cast. I really enjoy that cast.
Well, who's the actor who plays Arrow? Steven?
Amell?
He called out Dean Spanos.
Really?
Publicly called out Dean Spanos. So I've always had a loyalty towards Arrow, but I did fall behind on it. I need to finish it, but I'm like three seasons behind now. So, but the Flash, I just got tired. The Flash just got was so good the first couple seasons, and then it just got too convoluted and all stupid and all. I just
apparently the actress that plays Supergirl was staying in the room right next to Jan Colleen.
What?
Yeah, I was right down the hall from Jan Colleen, but I missed her by about 2 seconds apparently because Jay knew who she was, but Colleen didn't, and because Zach and Alex were playing in the hallway. And she bit down to, like, you know, do what anyone would do. Like, oh, are you a cute kid or whatever, you know.
Oh,
and,
my God.
And Colleen, Supergirl? Supergirl, yeah.
Yeah.
And Colleen.
She is awesome.
And Colleen had no idea who she was. And Jay was like, that's
She's Supergirl. Like, stay away from my chick kids.
Yeah.
She is, touch my kids.
Get away from me, so beautiful awesome. Blonde.
Yeah.
She's, like, the stay only away. Reason I want to watch Supergirl. Like, I don't, like, so in comparison to Flash, like, when I've watched Supergirl, I don't really enjoy the rest of the cast of Supergirl, but I enjoy the entire cast of, and it's not, I'm not trying to shit on the Supergirl cast. I love her though. I saw
the pilot at Comic-Con Supergirl.
Anyway, that's just my take on it. But that's awesome though.
Yeah.
I think they put her up in a better hotel.
Well, we're in the Bayfront. I mean, that's a pretty good hotel.
I don't know.
Anyway. So the next show, I missed Batgirl because I was I was buying all my exclusives.
Well, the reason we left is the shows I wanted to see, they're all CW shows.
No,
are they not all CW shows?
Pennyworth is Epics.
Okay, well, Pennyworth is the British show, right?
Well,
it starts out like it's a British.
It's Alfred. It's Alfred from Batman. It's his butler. It's his origin story.
Yeah, but I'm just saying it's at one point Cindy goes, oh, it's a British show. I go, no, you're probably not going to like this.
Hold on. So they're coming up with an origin story show for fucking Alfred?
It's actually pretty good.
Come on.
So
I saw it for like first 10 minutes. It actually did look pretty good.
Yeah. Okay. So it goes, basically, he...
He goes to butler camp?
No. Yeah, that's what it was. No. if you watched Gotham, you know, which is now over, you know... Alfred is a pretty much a badass.
He is a badass.
It's actually Mr. Belvedere.
There's all of the other butlers. There's the butler from Clue. The butler.
I feel like I can go and write better shows than what are being fucking produced in Hollywood right now. This is crap.
Well, that's why I left. Preview night.
Yeah, weren't you the executive producer on like Russell Crowe's Fighting Around the World, Chris? You know, where he just like picks fights at stadiums and hits old men for talking.
Yeah,
I thought you were. Yeah,
I was producing it. I was
not yeah, involved. Yeah. But you were giving him the ideas. Like you would find the people the friend to punch. Yeah,
yeah.
That's what I thought.
You could take that guy.
Yeah, that guy. So, all right.
He's only got one arm.
Give me a few beers. Give me a few beers, and we'll do it. Like yeah.
He just said about your mother.
Yeah.
Did he just say something about Tom Brady? Go kick his ass.
Yeah. All right, Chris.
But fucking Alfred, dude.
All right, but anyway, yeah, I was kind of like you too. I went into it, and you see him; he's young, and he's just getting out of the military. And
I'm Michael Caine.
Yeah,
I know the Alfred from the Batman series of the '60s. I don't think he was badass.
No,
he only had one job, saying that was about it.
Mm. What did he say?
I don't remember any lines he had, so I couldn't say.
But your face you're making is like,
give me my own show on Epics.
It's the bat phone. I lift this thing and press a button. That's all I do.
It brings around the Lexus.
Yeah. Lexus is a Batmobile.
I'm Michael Caine.
Okay.
But going to the reason we
episode
left.
Episode title. Fuck Alfred.
Fuck Alfred. I just nothing really appealed to me. It's just like plus it was late.
All right, well anyway, I liked it. It was three. It was the best one, Pennyworth, because you saw him get a girlfriend and she breaks up with him. She gets taken, you know, kidnapped, and he tries to break her out.
Alfred never gets
laid. It had some good humor to it because like when he gets into this house, there's this old lady and he's like, where would you keep blah, 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 you know? And she's like, I'm not telling you. So she pulls a gun at her and she's like, you know, and then she calls like a lot of people because he shouldn't have let her go. She, you know, she gets, brings the backup. And it's straight out of, not Reservoir Dogs, Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels, where the next time you see her, she pulls out a freaking brim gun and just starts mowing down these people. And you're like, what the hell? And I don't know. It's a good season. It's a good show, but I don't think it'll make it because it's on Epix. And I'm not going to pay $5.99 a month extra to get Epix. Just to
watch. I didn't know what Epix is. So
yeah, I don't either. The next show was Prodigal Son, which was good, but
it's about Alfred's son.
Yeah, exactly. God, you're so good, Chris. Yeah, it's actually about the Penguin's son,
and then he eventually had sex with that old lady, right? With the that's who the son is.
That's who. Yeah, exactly. Am I
right? Wow, Jack.
Hey, if we're just gonna make stuff up, let's just make it up. Right?
Sure. Yeah. No, I'm with you. So I thought it was a Bible story, but go ahead.
Met at Nick's Diner.
Nick's Diner.
My diner. Yeah.
I love those fried pickles.
I know.
Anyway,
juicy sandwich.
Well, probably not at her age.
Well, it was a good show, but to me, it's been done. It was too much like Sherlock and Hannibal, and as in like Silence of the Lambs and all that. It just was. I knew where it was going from minute one. Cliff, of course, had to be Cliff, and was like, "That's pretty good." I was like, "Cliff, it's."
Well, Cliff judges just by the editing.
Yeah, it's true. But I was like, "Look, I already know where it's going." I was like, "It's good, but it's been done."
Hmm.
And I'll pick up one last show that was not Comic-Con related that I do recommend, but as Chris said with the boys, it is not for kids. It's not even for most adults.
Really?
The HBO show Euphoria. I binged that. It has one more episode. The final episode of this season is this Sunday, and it's about like I don't know if you guys ever watched this movie called Happiness that came out in like 99 or 2000. Which just deals with all fucked up people. That's what Euphoria is. And like, cause you have one character that's addicted to drugs. You have one that's transgendered. You have one dad figure that's closeted gay. And
you why know, are you laughing at that, Nick?
I'm laughing at what you wrote. Yeah.
Nick, jeez.
Yeah. Then, you know, you have sons, you know, they show people have anger issues, but it's a good show once you get into it. But, I do recommend it. It is pretty good.
I heard really good things about Euphoria. I heard it's like a complete like mind fuck.
Yeah. Like if you get past the first two episodes, then you're into it. But like the first one, you're just kind of like, fuck, I don't know if I want to watch this or not. But then it gets good. It's just, like I said, it's you see a lot of swinging dicks and ball sacks, that's for sure.
Oh, okay.
The show. Okay. Ball sack city.
Yeah. Ball sack city.
We got balls, and that's all.
I'm actually going to David Bowie, you know, and you know,
okay.
Back on Boss X City.
Wham, bam, thank you.
Yeah, wham, bam, thank you. Exactly. So,
I'm going to go ahead and say it's right about at the time of the commercial break is where this show just went completely downhill.
And you got to blame, is it Nick you blame or you blame Matt for interrupting?
I've had the most amount of gin, I think so. I think you blame me, but I'm glad that we're talking TV. I mean, it's kind of interesting, you know, hearing what everybody's been watching.
I caught up with Big Little Lies, finished it, season two.
I thought I felt you were a little bit more critical about it, like you, because you were empathy. You know, I saw that you posted about how there's some showrunner controversy going on with this.
I guess there's about, you know, it wasn't as good as season one, season two. Of course, I watched it all within like 2 weeks, so it was like binging it and stuff like that, but it was good. I like the acting, and you know, Meryl Streep, you know, her character you just want to punch in the face, but she's, because she's such a great actress, Meryl Streep. I don't want to punch Meryl Streep in the face, but she's just one of those people that's irritating. You know, she's passive aggressive, and you just want to rip her eyes out. But I would watch season two. I don't know if there's gonna be a third season.
Yeah, I think you actually mentioned that last episode that I listened to. Because I haven't watched either season. And you said that about, same as like Homeland. Like if someone asked me, like, is Homeland worth watching? I said, you just watch season one. That's
season
it.
Season one and season three.
I don't remember which
one. No, season one and season two. Skip season three. Season four is okay. And then just got to stop after that.
Yeah, it's just not, yeah. But season one really to me is the only one. That's the only one I own, the season one.
Well, because you wouldn't own season two.
I would not season 2. It's the same as like Walking Dead. Like I liked Walking Dead season 1. Season 2 was like, fuck this show.
I did start a Magnum PI rewatch.
The original?
The original.
OG, man.
It's on Amazon Prime. And what I it's funny because you're watching it and just the different stuff. And it's like what I like to do is I like to go on afterwards and see what these actors are up to that had, you know, the backup. Oh. And I go, huh, they didn't do anything. They did something. I didn't realize that's who that was. For whatever, after every episode, when I go to watch an old TV show, I do that. I'll go back and watch and see if they did anything. I did find it funny, though, because Magnum is, I think it was the first or second episode, he goes, I got to be careful because, you know, he does the voiceovers. Because I don't have $60,000 to replace this Ferrari. I'm like going,
ah!
Holy shit, $60,000 to replace her Ferrari. I go, I could have had a Ferrari back in the day. Couldn't have even. But $60,000 for a Ferrari.
It was a lot of money back then. Still is a lot of money today, but you know.
I know, but it's just like, wow, $60,000. And then I was watching one where it's Magnum and this older guy, the guy that played, I think his name was Rocky in the Rockford Files, Rockford's dad. So he's in the episode, and they're going, with the clip they're showing where they're in the car, the guy that's in the stuntman for Magnum or Tom Selleck doesn't even have a mustache. I go, how bad is it? You could see it as clear as day. I'm like going, what the fuck? I even paused it. I turn to my wife. I go, does that look like Tom Selleck? And she's watching something. And she says, leave me alone. So
at least put on some black electrical tape or something.
It was like, it doesn't even look like him. I know I've talked about this before. I go, because he used the word turkey a lot. That was an insult when he was back.
Yeah.
And I can remember wanting to fight people to the death that called me a turkey. What'd you fucking call me? And now you're like, turkey.
Bold, 3 strikes in a row. Awesome.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, how many people do I not have, I'm not friends with anymore because they called me a turkey? Hey,
but if somebody called me a jive turkey, I was all in.
Well, jive turkey. Yeah, you were definitely crossing the line on jive turkey.
You call me a fucker, but you call me a motherfucker? Oh, shit. It's,
you know, jive turkey. But
got me chilling down to the bone, you dig?
But I'm enjoying it. I'm almost finished with season 1.
Speaking of,
I love me some Magnum. I'm sorry.
It was a good show for a reason. Yeah. You know, it's funny, like I told you my nephews both love Stranger Things, and because of season 3, my oldest nephew wants a Hopper shirt. Of course, my sister and I keep correcting him, no, it's a Magnum shirt. You know, and he's like, he doesn't get that. But he's like, no, it's a Magnum shirt. You know, like that's what they are. They're Magnum PI shirts. You know, he's like, no, I want the Hopper shirt. We're like,
Well, it's funny. I'll point out some of those shirts. Sorry to interrupt you, Chris, but I don't really care. He wears these bright. I said, because I love those kind of shirts, but my wife doesn't like them. I go, look at you. But she goes, he looks good in those.
He does.
Oh, I see how it is. If I was 6'4" and had nice hair. Yeah, I get it. Anyway.
So I read a cool Stranger Things theory.
Okay.
And you know, the
spoilers for Stranger Things 3 for
I will be try to be remain spoiler free on the no, it's gonna be spoilery.
Okay, so spoilers for Stranger Things 3.
30 seconds.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, so you know the final scene after the credits?
that's spoilery.
Yeah, that's pretty spoilery.
Yeah. Okay, go.
You know the final scene they show on this?
Well, one of them says no, not the American.
Yeah. Yes.
Leave the American.
Yeah. Barb.
Oh, no, you think that's Barb?
No.
I read that theory. I was like,
It's gotta be Hopper, man.
It's gotta be Hopper. I mean, I could see that'd be a really stretch if it was Barb because I said that Barb was dead, but
I'll be disappointed if it's Barb. Nothing personal. I've gotten over Barb.
I mean, it's like the only reason why it's Hopper is like they open up the entire season with them in Russia trying to get through, and here they end it with them, you know, in this like whole space. And he's on the other side. You see those other people vaporize, but you don't see him vaporized. It's got to be Hopper.
Plus, if Barb comes back, they're going to be like, who are you?
Yeah. It's like only 2 people need to be
able to. Nancy will be happy. She can get over her guilt.
Yeah, she felt because Nancy was some, you know, she's, you know, taking a lot of drugs to get over it and stuff.
Yeah.
So did everybody non-spoilery though, did everybody enjoy Stranger Things 3?
I did.
I loved it.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I
still like Anna High Castle, but that's okay.
Oh, that's something else I need to talk about with Comic-Con. So I did, Stranger Things 3, did enjoy it. Great show. I thought it was a pickup from season 2. So good.
I love season 2. Don't shit on season 2. Fuck you for not hating.
I like season 2. I just thought it was a letdown from season 1, but season 3 is a good
I would own all 3.
I do.
See, to me, I think season 2 ups it, where season 1, I get a little, and I like Winona Ryder. Do not get me wrong. I have had a crush on her since.
Well,
but yeah, it's that that like it kind of burns it for me, like in season 1. So if, to me, season 2, like, there's more exciting things for me, and I like, I don't know. So
you just like, because you hate Sean Astin, that's what it is, isn't it? You like the end.
No, I mean, yeah, okay.
You didn't like going to Radio Shack and have to give your zip code every time you purchase something.
Mm-hmm. There's so much to like about season 2. I just don't like it when people shit on season 2. So.
I wasn't shitting on it. I just thought it wasn't as good as season 1.
It was in between your words.
Why are you shitting on it, Nick?
Yeah. All right. Anyway, I like season 3. I parsed it out like a
Seems like you're pretty biased because you love Winona Ryder.
Yeah, he's just bitter because she didn't act in the 2000s. You know, he was looking forward to her progression. He had a big crush on her from Edward Scissorhands, and then like she blossomed in Little Women. He grew with her with Little Women. He wanted to be in Little Women.
He has a copy of her mugshot.
Yeah, exactly.
He actually went out on a shoplifting spree in honor of
in her. Honor of her, yeah. If she made her come back in
I was like, yeah, I could see that. Sure. You know?
We all get high, right?
Like, I want that pad and that pencil kit, and I don't want to pay for it. This one's for Winona. I'm going to take it.
And then when she came back in Mr. D's, had that wonderful push-up brawl, he was like, I'm in heaven.
Look, I'm just saying.
All right, what was the first movie you had a crush on her? Because she started out in Beetlejuice.
Probably Beetlejuice, yeah. I mean,
I had a crush on her, too.
She's just a couple years older than me, so yeah, Beetlejuice, man. Like,
isn't that crazy? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I just saw her in like all, and then Heathers. Oh my gosh. Like, that was probably like, you know, that really kind of put her in the stratosphere for me.
Can we get her on the show?
I've never seen Heathers.
Not anymore.
You know, on that creepo show with Mr. Skeezy. Anyway, sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt Nick's interruption, but Stranger Things. 3, you were going to talk about some other fucking show.
Man High Castle. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So I did catch, that was one of the few panels I caught, which was Man High Castle. So it's coming back for its fourth and final season, November 15th. We saw 5 scenes from different characters, and it looked pretty good. Because a lot of, I'm forgetting his name, but you know, the main Nazi guy,
Huh?
Yeah, the Reichsführer one, you know.
You mean Smith?
Yeah, I don't remember the names. But yeah, Smith, I guess. You know, like a lot of his character in this season is going to be in the altered, in the other dimension.
There's a writer in it.
She is in this one, yeah.
All right, so now we can get Matt to watch it at least.
I have watched the fucking show, people.
Uh-huh. But maybe we can get you to watch it in a timely fashion, not 7 months after it airs. And then, hey, do you want to talk about it now?
Yeah, we even had somebody on the message boards ask if we're doing a Man of the High Castle podcast.
Yeah, yeah, I saw your shade about that. Whatever.
Dude. Did I throw some shade?
Ignored me on that, but
that
I did.
That doesn't sound like me. I wanted to talk about it,
but by that point, everybody was just like, yeah, whatever, Statue of Liberty blows up.
Right, it did, yeah.
Spoilers, I apologize.
It doesn't blow up.
Why don't you just ruin the end of Planet of the Apes for everybody, too, Matt? Way to go.
I do apologize for that.
No, they got it!
Okay. But, you know, I mean, it does happen in season 1, so. No, it doesn't, but.
My God, I don't know where this podcast has gone.
So a show that I watched.
Does anybody care?
Did
Chris watch any shows? I wonder if Chris watched it. Oh, good. I'm just fucking with you.
No.
Go ahead, Matt.
I've been living on beach in beach and beach.
That's right. You've had it rough. All right, Matt, go ahead.
Is your TV just a different angle, or did you switch rooms?
No, it's my computer's at a different angle, and I removed the futon out of here.
Yeah, because I don't see the Das Boot in the background, so
I made him get rid of it.
It's throwing me off. Oh, there you go. Yeah. Did it have a good layer of dust on top of it?
Does Matt have a show he's watched?
Okay, so recently, as far as like maybe a couple weeks back, I started rewatching Community.
Show.
Of course, I've seen that show all the way through, but man, I was like, hey, I haven't seen this for a while. So my wife and I started kind of doing our evening whatever the fuck it's called. I have drank tonight. I apologize.
I have drank tonight.
I cannot tell a lie. I have had something to drink.
I may have had something to drink tonight.
Surprisingly, I think season one still holds up as like maybe the best season. I think it's like the jokes are really rapid fire and a lot tighter. I have enjoyed all of the seasons and the progression, but I think season one still is like maybe the best. So,
chased Chris out of the room.
Yeah. Well, he thought I was going to give some spoilers to Community, but
Seasons 1 through 3 are superb.
Yes. Yeah. And it's nothing to take away from those latter seasons, but
I mean, when they got rid of Dan Harmon, took a big dip. And then when he came back, it just wasn't the same because at that point they already had so many issues with Chevy Chase and all this. It's just like,
what's his name?
And I mean, there's things about Chevy Chase in like the first season that like there's some classic Chevy Chase in there. Like if you like him as a comedian, you might not like him as a person and all the things that he said or done, but oh my gosh, like there's some stuff that he does.
He's I guess a terrible human being.
You know what?
But he's brilliant as a
comedian. There's people that still listen to Michael Jackson's music and they can get past that. So there's certain things that I just get past with Chevy, and I'm like, okay, I like you.
I don't think we should compare Michael Jackson to Chevy Chase. I mean,
sorry, my Siri just acted up for no.
Am I right? Am I right? Not to defend.
What's that now?
We're putting Chevy Chase on the same level as Michael Jackson.
I was not trying to do that. I'm just saying that there are people that just get past those things. And just enjoy the entertainer for what they do.
Well, I'm saying is Chevy Chase, I've followed him since the original Saturday Night Live. Yeah. So I think he's brilliant. I mean, I think he's got issues.
He does. There is a hilarious outro. And I think that's one of the things too, going back and rewatching Community, is some of their outros are some of the funniest shit. And there's this one with where Pierce, Chevy Chase's character, is just trying to get some ice cream out of a soft serve machine that's broken. And it really, truly is just classic Chevy because it's just him and he's just trying to, like, he doesn't know what to do. He keeps grabbing cones, the codes keep breaking, and he just.
Oh, he's so natural at that kind of.
Oh my gosh. It's second nature. It's like, I don't know. To me, it's like watching a great musician do something.
Maybe he has issues with other actors because he's so brilliant that he can't relate.
Well, I mean, he just has, I mean, there's certain things that he said.
I know he said some terrible things.
And you know, what's funny though, is I know he's also been, he's had said some very anti-homosexual things, and it's hilarious because his character is extremely anti, or he's extremely homophobic towards the main character, Jeff. I can't think of the actor's name because I'm just so inundated with Community.
Joel McHale.
Kevin McHale from the Celtics.
He says some Joel things.
He was great on
from talking.
Kevin McHale was great on Cheers. Am I right?
Oh yeah,
he was. Anyway, Community is one of the shows I've been watching. The other show I was going to give a small shout out to was The Last Man on Earth. I've been rewatching that. I stopped somewhere after season one watching that show.
I stopped after season three, I think.
It gets weird, man.
It gets to the point where they basically have run out of ideas. Because the first season's pretty funny.
It's funny, but man, it's weird. And it gives me weird dreams, especially when I drink. But
you must have weird dreams every night.
So you're in luck.
It is kind of my like go to bed show that I watch, and man, some funny stuff. But man, and I do enjoy how out there they get with some of the plots, like, and the actors that they bring on. They're, I don't want to give it away, but
I think you can spoil it.
First episode of season three, there is a character, there's an actor cameo that occurs, and the actor that like interacts with that actor, that there's a shooting that is involved with those two actors. Hilarious. And if you've watched that show, maybe you know.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Just go ahead and spoil it. It's been long enough.
I don't want to spoil it for you. Okay, if you enjoy Mad Men, watch that.
January Jones is on it.
And there's a character.
She was in this show called Mad Men.
Yes.
Starring John Hamm.
And if you enjoy Mad Men,
right, that's where I'll stop right there.
Just stop right there.
I'm not saying John Hamm appears in this episode. But
I think we just spoiled that. Yes, it's a very humorous.
Yeah, Dennis, that's a spoiler, Dennis. That's a spoiler.
All right. Last thing that I wanted to mention, though, I also watched the movie First Man, which is, I didn't realize it was so focused on Neil Armstrong and his life. But
wasn't he the first guy on the moon?
Yeah, but what's
the title of the movie?
Fuck You, Jack. It's called Fuck You, Jack.
Is this the one with Ryan Gosling?
Yeah.
I thought First Man would be about Buzz Aldrin.
That's called Second Man. It's the sequel. You're gonna.
That's called. I was so close.
So
I was
close. Close.
I. You know what I would have done?
The third man's Alfred.
Not worth the penny.
Oh,
nice, nice.
All right. Anyway, I did enjoy that movie though.
I want to see that.
And I won't. No spoilers, but apparently they do land on the moon.
One small step for man.
It's
one giant leap, which is not politically correct now.
I just have to say, though, that I actually really enjoy like learning about him. I mean, he's such a reclusive person.
Yeah, he wasn't the guy you think. He wasn't like this.
Yeah, I mean,
Buzz Aldrin would have been a better first guy.
No. It humanizes him, and I think it showcases Buzz and why they're almost opposites in a lot of ways. And it's great. It's great that they were one and two because they are different. I mean, and the moments that Buzz is in the movie showcases why he is a different person. Enjoy.
Punches a guy that you've seen the clip where he punches a guy because the guy comes up and says the moon landing was fake. So he punched Buzz. He's like 60 something years, 70 something years old.
If you actually watch that clip really close, Jack, you'll see Boston just outside the frame.
He
tells the guy, Boston tells the guy, "I'm sorry, I thought the guy was old. You take him."
Yeah, like, exactly.
My bad.
Chris was over there egging him on. Go, like, tell him it was bullshit that you faked the whole thing. See what happens. Like,
Buzz is like 100 years old. I thought he could take him. My bad. And these Chris's friends laying there all bloodied and stuff. Mm-hmm. I did watch. I sent you guys a thing. I watched a documentary on. I think it was Netflix. It was The Last Man on Earth.
No, Last Man on the Moon.
Last Man on the Moon.
Sorry. No, I just watched Jack.
Yeah, I'm sorry. And then John Hamm is the last guy on the moon.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
No, it's actually very interesting. It's about his career, and he talks about NASA and how. I forget the guy's name though. I'm drawing a blank on the guy's name. But he was the last guy to set foot on the. And because they had canceled the. It was supposed to be like 18 or 19 missions, and they stopped it at 17.
16. Because I thought it was
17.
It could be 17. Yeah.
So there was two teams vying for the final spot because he was on Apollo 10. He flew over the moon. Mm. He was so close to be that. See, that would be pissed me off. If I was that close, look, can I just land and go step on the moon? Can I do that? I don't want to fly over it. It's like being the third guy and the yes, that's who it is, Eugene Cernan.
Cernan.
And he's a very interesting guy. He's good outlook on life. It just if you haven't seen it, if you're interested in the moon, the Apollo missions at all, it's fascinating.
Nice.
And they all drove Corvettes, which was. Cool back then, Corvette Stingrays.
They did that. Yeah, they did that for the Apollo 12 crew too. They had gold Stingrays.
Yeah, it just seemed like everybody had a Stingray back in the day. But it is. But to go to the moon. I mean, I talked about this before, and we did a poll on I think Jay and Jack, where most people said they wouldn't go to the moon. I'm like, I still to this day go, who the fuck wouldn't want to go to the moon? I just I'm sure I'm asked all of you guys.
Yeah, well, the thing is, Jack, I would go to the moon. But if you look at an Apollo capsule and actually look at it and go to it, there's no way in hell I would ever get in that damn thing. My 6'2" Irish ass would never be able to get out of that.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure I could get it. I could do it. But no, it's very interesting. Actually, I was looking for the last man, first man, whatever it was with Ryan Gosling. I couldn't find it. That's when I found that.
Yeah, I liked it. I guess I wanted something from that film that just didn't, maybe because they didn't have enough information, or maybe they wanted to leave some kind of enigma in it. But, you know, like, you see so much emotional cutoff from him in that film, you know, from things that, from his childhood. And I really wanted more at the end there, something kind of release from him as a character, as a human being, because how he treated his family, how he treated, you know, and when he gets back, it's kind of like his wife just took it all, you know? And it's like, well, you were an asshole this entire film.
Jack, you think that's funny?
I just read the chat. I'm sorry. Okay, all right. Alice Crandon didn't want to go to the moon. That was bad.
That's awesome.
For those honeymooner listeners out there,
did not want to go to the moon. I go, Alice Crandon. When I go, oh my god, that's funny.
I agree with you, Nick. Okay. I mean, he was emotionally.
Sorry, go ahead, Nick.
I liked seeing that aspect though, and I mean, there were moments where
I haven't seen the movie. But okay. I know a little bit about Neil Armstrong, but was he the guy to be the guy that first guy to step up? Because it was such a big deal when, you know, you guys weren't born yet. But our parents actually would get, you see the in the documentary I watch, they keep showing Tang commercials, Tang things. Our parents gave us orange sugar to drink for breakfast in the morning because that was a drink of the astronauts. All it was orange sugar.
Every growing boy needs Tang.
And everybody had Tang because it was the drink of the astronauts. So it was such a big deal. But see, what I'm trying to say, was he the guy? Was he the guy, larger than life guy, to be the first guy first person in the history of the world to set foot on the moon?
I think he got it because of his name.
Armstrong?
Well, think about it. Like, you know, you have to have a normal name, like Neil Armstrong. Like, it's one of those names that sounds official. You're not going to get a Eugene, you know, for the first guy on the moon.
You're not going to get a Jack Glatz, blah, 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 blah. He's not
going to
do
that. Yeah, not going to work here anymore anyway. It's just, yeah, it's not. Yeah, exactly. You got to have that kind of name. That's what it was.
I think my son could go to Mars.
Yeah, exactly.
Jackson Skyback.
Yeah, until someone researches his father and finds out,
Oh, he's a dick that beats up all the old people.
Old people, yeah. He did his podcast for years where he just constantly interrupted people, and
and surprisingly enough, people paid for this podcast.
Yeah,
would be like this is one small step for man. Chris would interrupt that. Wouldn't he? He'd be interrupting. Wait! I got something better.
Neil, did you say something? Did you say something, Neil?
No, Neil. Say it like this, Neil. Say it like this. We're live. No. They're a million miles away. They can't hear us.
One small step. You mean like seven? Because you had to walk down that lander thing.
Yeah. Anyway. And one small step for man. What about women?
What bullshit is that,
man? Jeez, living in the 21st century here, dude.
Yeah, what do you? I'm sorry, Collins. You're not even going down there. So what the fuck? You're just gonna float around here by yourself.
You kind of wonder what he did, like with the pilots actually did in the capsule for like all those hours and days, just sitting there by myself.
Jacket in San Diego. That's what they're doing.
Yeah, I mean, no privacy to masturbate. Jeez.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. You imagine Armstrong and Buzz getting back in that capsule, and you just have a jacklet just floating around everywhere. Why is the cockpit so sticky?
I don't know, but I'm awful tired.
The landing gear is jammed.
Wasn't that the premise of Lost in Space?
That's jammed.
Houston, we have a problem.
Oh, it's a weird problem.
Anyway, I did want to talk about going to California, going back to San Diego, and going to one of the dispensary shows. Places.
Should we save that for the extended? Are we doing an extended tonight?
I'll save that for the extended.
Let's cool. do that.
Yeah, you sold me on it.
Well, let's wrap it up now so we can get to that story.
All right. Is that all we got here for this episode? Jizz in the sky. What are we calling this one? What do we got? Jizz in space.
Wow. I wasn't going to put that in the title, but you know, it's your show. So
Jizz in the space.
Anyway, now I got that stupid Lost in Space song in my head.
Screw Alfred.
Anyway. So if you like this show, and we have lots of shows on the Jay and Jack Podcasting Network, Owen Brews Barbecue does a show every. Well, nobody cares. So
more than a penny.
Do you still have more hats? Have you sold all those hats?
Worth more than a Republic credit.
Anyway. You can support the show by going on Amazon. You just click on joinjjack.com, the little button says Amazon, and you can shop, do all the stuff you want to do. And everybody shops Amazon, so every little bit helps all the podcasters on this network. But you also become a patron. Go to patreon.com. Just go to joinjjack.com, click on the button, become a patron. But at this time, we're going to thank all our patrons. We thank them all. There's a long list on joinjjack.com that has it, but I'm going to thank Tack from Paris, Eckhart Rickner-Glaffler, Maggie the Magnificent, Joanne with the plan, who has probably seen some of the shows we've talked about. She works for NASA, so you think that...
She was in Boston recently.
Yeah, I saw that. And did she meet up with you?
No.
No, okay. She did not. Anyway, probably something you said. Drake the Destroyer and Ed the Creepy Litter, thanks for what you do. Thanks for what everyone does. Thanks for listening to us. Did we get a review since we've been off the air?
I don't know.
Because Matt has a new drawing.
Let's find out, shall we?
Let me look real quick.
I know we have no emails.
Can you beat me to it, Chris?
Ramblecast After Dark. Reviews. Reviews. We have a total of 9 best reviews. Last one was from...
Yeah. 18th, yeah. So no review. Shame on all of you.
You know, I don't want to be a dick, but you know, we're out here every week, dedicated, giving you guys great entertainment, and we can't get a fucking review from you people.
I just like that Chris and I both said too late at the same time.
I mean, we have Matt who does nothing but has great artwork, gives great.
Oh no, I think there was an email that came in and said, "Hello, I am still waiting for your response to my numerous unreplied emails to you concerning your family inheritance fund, $4.6 million. Kindly reconfirm the letter to me for more details. I will be looking forward to hear from you as soon as possible. Thanks and remain blessed. Regards, Mr. Suwaba Morgan." So thank you, Suwaba Morgan. If you need
someone, Kristen's friends would beat up.
Although the email actually says Barista Bernard Victor, so you know, I don't know, man.
Sounds kind of sketchy to me. But do we send them a drawing?
Well, if you want it, it's yours, dude.
Send the reply email saying you've just won a Matt original,
right? And you send us that $4.6 million. And it's all good, dude.
And I tell you what, we won't share it with the other podcasters.
No, we won't. So all go into the budget.
We're being honest.
We're getting new computers.
Nick and I have been in unison like for the last like 10 minutes. Nah.
You're interrupting each other. Yeah. You're finishing each other's sentences. That's nice. That's great.
Thanks for that email.
Yes, thank you. And thanks for everyone else who emailed us on these great topics that we've had.
What's your vector, Victor?
Victor. All right. On that note.
Great show, guys. 1 in a million? Or 4.6 million?
Yeah, I like that better. And I was just kidding. If someone did send us 4.6 million, no, we still wouldn't share it.
No. Nope.
I'm okay. What are they going to do? Kick us off the network? Okay.
We've created our own network.
All right.
Yeah. What is your call sign, Jack?
I don't have one. See you next Tuesday.
See ya.
Hasta luego. And goodbye.
Padre stuck.
Bye.
Dick.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.